Come on, somebody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're alive in the house and at home, and we're so glad that you tuned in. I'm Ryan Maloof. My wife and I are the lead pastors of a great church, and it is an honor and a privilege to be in your living room, wherever you find yourself, driving in your vehicle. And we've got a few people here in the room, too, but we are so excited for what God is doing in our midst. And yes, I have an announcement to make, but I'm not going to give it to you quite yet. You got to listen to the whole message, and then you'll hear it. But listen, you know, I've been reminiscing about just the journey that the Holy Spirit has taken us on in our church. I've been thinking about the miracles along the way, but you know what's the greatest miracle? Is you. You are the greatest miracle that God has brought to this church. Because of you, we actually have seen and watched God do miracles because of the people that He's brought, and that is why relationship is so important. 7 years ago, my wife and I landed in Austin, didn't know a single person, and the Holy Spirit spoke to us that everything was going to be about relationship. Well, it's kind of interesting when you think about that. You're like, Lord, we don't even have any relationships. We are here by ourselves. I remember when my wife went to the kids' school, and they said, hey, we need you to write an emergency contact. And she calls me crying, and Dana never cries, but this one time, she called me crying, and she's like, we don't even have an emergency contact for our children. What have we done? What have we done as we moved from Seattle to this place? But what I love about God is that in our house, when we started 7 years ago, a little Bible study, God began to bring families who have been with us the whole time. That it was in that place as we began to grow that the Holy Spirit began to stir in our hearts that, hey, we gotta go from our house. It's time to move, and we need to move into what's available. And we found a school on 620. And it was in that school that we began to see God bring people who were far away from Him, and they discovered how good Jesus is. It was in that place that we began to kind of discover what our feel was as a church. We began to have that vision of, God, we believe you've called us to this city for such a time as this. And it was from that place that as my wife and I on October 31st met a family called the Pattersons. And it was that family that we connected to 3.5 years into our church that God called us here to 3502 Hatch Road to become a part of the miracle story of Expression Church and the history of Church of the Hills. It's been amazing to watch as we've leaned into relationship, as God has expanded our territory in each one of those moments. It's actually astounding that God did it that way. I think many of us ask, how would God increase my life? And I love how God always brings it back to relationship. Because many times we, especially now, we isolate ourselves. And we're like, God, how are you going to do it? And God asks us to lean into relationship. That's the way He created it in the garden. And that's what He's been doing all along, is relationship with Him. And when that is right, our relationship with each other becomes right. And that becomes the groundwork for His miracles. So this morning, I believe in this, as I'm gonna preach to you for a moment, and then I'm gonna bring us to the announcement. But I want you to hear this phrase: relationship creates victory. Relationship creates victory. As we lean into this relationship that we've discovered with Jesus, we see that His death and resurrection on the cross has paved the way for victory in our life, forgiveness of sins, healing in our bodies. And all of a sudden, we discover what right relationship is like. We know now what it feels like to be loved from a father. Maybe you've been estranged from your earthly father, or there's been a string of broken relationships in your life. What I love about God is He first steps into us to show us what right relationship looks like. He takes His time. He covers us with grace. He doesn't accuse, but He reveals His love at moments that we need it more than ever. That's what this relationship does. And then He calls us to walk into relationships with each other. And those relationships create the victory in which God wants to move
in our life. I want to take you to a particular relationship that I want to focus on as we've been in this series on choices, decisions. And as we come to the final peak of this whole series today to our announcement, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, it describes this scenario as the Philistines are now coming to this place where they want to annihilate Israel. And I love how the Bible describes these moments because it feels so real in my life when the enemy comes in like a flood. It says the Philistines mustered a mighty army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and as many warriors as the grains of sand on the seashore. Every time I feel like I'm in this moment where the enemy is assaulting or coming like a flood, it feels like this description. It's so vast, so big, I can't even count it. The enemy wants us to fall back into the corner to hide because that's exactly what happened in verse 6. The men of Israel saw what a tight spot they were in, and because they were hard pressed by the enemy, they tried to hide in caves, thickets, rocks, holes, and cisterns. The enemy usually tries to come first to derail the very thing that God is about to do in your life. So look at this moment right now in which we live. As we ask the Holy Spirit, what are you doing, God? Prophetically, we begin to understand that God always is moving greater than what the enemy can ever do. But the enemy comes in to try to counterfeit the move of God. He tries to come in and threaten. He tries to come in and intimidate what God is about to do. So just like the Philistines, they came in to intimidate. They looked like the sands of the seashore. Yet God had a plan. And what I love about this story is it doesn't take a lot for God to move. You see, Saul at this point was so overwhelmed by the army that he felt like how he had to combat it was more on his side. He felt like it had to be mighty warriors on our side to combat the enemy on that side. But you've got to understand that Jesus plus our nothing is everything. Jesus plus our nothing is everything. We don't have to muster up greater on our side. We already have greater. When you have Jesus, you step into the promise, and anything can happen when you got Jesus on your side. And what I love about this is Saul, he gathered together his favorite people and they sat under a pomegranate tree. It's kind of funny because that's exactly what we're kind of doing right now. COVID is this threat. The world seems to be in turmoil, and what do? We kind of hunker down, and we get around us what we like, and that's where we want to stay. It's easy to stay in this place because I'm familiar with all my favorite things. I've got Netflix. I've got my favorite food because we went to the store and bought it all and no one else can have it. I have all of the toilet paper so that no one else on the planet can have it. I've got my stockpile. I'm in the cistern. I'm in the thicket. I'm in the rock cave, and it's just me. And I'm going to outsurvive everybody. It was in this moment that two characters, Jonathan and his armor bearer, have a conversation. 1 Samuel chapter 14, it says, as Jonathan turns to his armor bearer, and as he sees the army of Israel sitting under the pomegranate tree, his father sitting there in the midst of a moment where God wants to move, they are gripped in fear. I think for many of us, we make decisions based on fear, and usually fear leads us into hiding. But this moment, as Jonathan made a decision to step out in faith, he was about to set in place and in motion something that the nation of Israel needed. And it's many times that God takes individuals and gives them a mandate that seems so ridiculous, and yet when it comes, it breaks the atmosphere loose so that the rest of the people can rush in with a mighty yell and know that God is on their side. But in this moment, you have to understand that it was a very difficult place. Jonathan and his armor bearer had to climb back down and go into this valley from these two cliffs. In other words, they put them in a position that was precarious. If you know anything about military, which I know nothing, but I've been told that you want, at least in movies, that you want to have the higher ground. And Jonathan and his armor bearer, they took the lower ground. They put themselves in a position that didn't seem strategically right. And many times, that's what God calls us into, to not look at the strategy, but answer in faith. That faith trumps strategy. Faith and a yes to God trumps, well, is this going to work? Is this the right thing we should be doing right now? I really feel like in this season, we should all be protecting what we have, because you never know what tomorrow may bring. True. But no matter what, we win. I die, I step into eternity. I leave this place. Oh, Lord! 1 Samuel 14, it says, to reach the Philistine outpost, Jonathan had to go down into two rocky cliffs, and the cliffs on the north and the side. And then he says this, his armor bearer says, do what you think is best. I am completely with you, whatever you decide. And in this moment, Jonathan, I love it, because many times in our life, we don't want to choose hard. This was hard. And he says to his armor bearer, hey, if they call us up, we know it's God. But if they say, stay there, we're coming down to you, then we're going to leave. Wait. If they call us up, we know it's God. Do you realize that the Bible says that they had to climb with their hands and feet to get up to where the Philistines were? That's the opposite of the way I would do it. Hey, we're going to stay here, and if they come down to us, then we're going to give them a licking. But if we have to climb up to them, that's a for sure no-no. But many times, God actually invites us into the hard because he wants to reveal his grace. But you have to make a decision. What hard are you going to do? By the way, it's hard to have a great marriage. It's hard to have a bad marriage. It's hard to have lots of money. It's hard to have no money. It's hard to rent. It's hard to buy. But the beauty of it all is you get to choose the hard that God's called you to so you can experience his grace. We don't avoid hard. We don't avoid, this may be difficult. We've heard of this kind of thing happening before, and it hasn't worked out. That doesn't stop the people of God. I'm not here to protect my own. I'm here to lean into and say yes to God at every moment in my life and have a party while I'm doing it. Listen, this is the way God works. So Jonathan turns to his armor bearer and he goes, hey, Philistines. And they go, hey, why don't you come up? Jonathan turns to his armor bearer and goes, here we go, bruh. Now you got to understand, even at this moment, there's only two swords in all of Israel. Jonathan has one, and Saul, his dad, has one. So it's not like they're walking up there and they got bazookas and tanks and stealth fighters and air support. They're going up and they're going to share one sword. But I love that, because God called two men to use one sword. I'm going somewhere, and I hope you're following. In that moment, they get to the top, and the Bible says that Jonathan and his armor bearer in an acre plot of land kill 20 Philistines, just the two of them, with one sword. Now, you have to understand, the Philistines weren't no slouches. They were trained, militant people since the day they were born. You have to understand the enemy has been training for this moment to stop what God wants to do. But you got to know, when you come in covenant with somebody, when you come into agreement on what God says he can do, it does not matter whether you got one sword, a half a sword, a little baby dagger, or a half of a butter knife. Jesus can do it with many and with few. Because when you got Jesus, he is everything. They get up onto this acre of plot of land, and the Bible says that they took care of 20 men. And then this is what happened. Because they stepped into a moment that was difficult, and all of Israel heard about it, then an earthquake came. And that earthquake so confused the enemy that they began to fight each other. And then all of Israel had a great victory that day. I believe that God has brought us to this city for such a time as this. And there is a victory that the church is about to have that's going to cause other churches and other communities to rally around what God wants to do in this place. Because of the wonderful thing. No, I'm just. Because God has brought us to a place, another miracle. 6 years ago when my wife came to this city, I had the wonderful privilege of meeting a pastor in this city who reached out to me and said, hey, I would love to hang out with you. We went and had breakfast, and that 1 hour breakfast turned into a 5 hour bromance. And for the last 6 years, we've been talking to each other going, what would it look like if God brought us together? But in those moments, sometimes you think it's just a good idea, or, man, I would just love to do it with you. I would just love to have this moment. But you try to plan it out. You go, well, listen, if we're gonna fight this battle, this is how it has to look. And I love how God took us on a journey so that he could do it, not just our plan, but God's plan. And so I'm here today to tell you the news that there is an individual and an entire church that God is calling us together, like Jonathan and his armor bearer, to go into the land together with one sword, the name of Jesus, and declare what he wants to do in this city. You at home, you in this room, would you please put your hands together for my dear friend and companion, Pastor Chris Gilkey from Reach Church. All right. So here's how it's working. You got to know. And Pastor Chris, I'm so glad that you're up here. And I've been literally dreaming of this day. And I know people might have questions. And I promise you, we're gonna find a way to answer them all. But you just need to know this: that God has spoken to us. And he has asked us to do something that we actually haven't even had modeled. Yeah. But he's asked us to come together. And in coming together, we believe, like Jonathan and his armor bearer, that we can do more together than we can apart. Yes, and you represent an entire church who has seen 19,000 people give their life to Jesus in this city.
Come on.
And so we have, as a church, an expression church, have been praying for an avenue in which we can reach people. And God has brought us together so that we can make damage on this place and the devil's plans. Come on, Pastor Chris. Come on. I don't even know what to say. You just tell them what you want to tell them. And we're coming together, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And I think from my heart, what I just want to say is how much I love the two of you. And I have since day one. That bromance was for real. And then when Dana came into picture, then it got even more for real. And we became like the three amigos. Yeah. And I mean this from the depths of my heart. You guys are the most incredible, godly, encouraging, humble human beings I've ever been around. The anointing that's on your life, the strength that is within you, is taking my breath away. The first day we met on that 1 hour to 5 hour meeting, we walked out of there and I told you, my life's been changed forever. I've been praying for somebody like you into my life. I've been praying for somebody that doesn't have an agenda, that doesn't have an ask, that just has a relationship, and that's all that they're really caring about. And I said that day, you're like a modern day Barnabas, and it's really true. I mean, you are the epitome of what Barnabas was in the book of Acts and throughout the life of the church. And it's an honor and a privilege just to be able to do this with you guys and to be able to come in. And with that said, I've also been praying. You know, Reach Church has done an incredible job at reaching the lost. I mean, we've grown exponentially in a really fast way by reaching those lost people. But I started looking around after a while and realizing the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And Jesus said the fullness of the Great Commission is not just to win the lost people to Jesus, but then to get them through discipleship. And I would say the beauty of better together in this is that Reach brings a dynamic into this relationship where we have kind of cracked the code on how to reach the lost of this city, but yet now we have a bunch of babies running around that don't quite know how to take the next step and eat meat and grow stronger. And the fullness of the Great Commission is not just to win the lost, but to train them, to disciple them. And I will tell you from the depths of my heart, I've said this when I've preached here before, this is the healthiest church I've ever stepped into. Per capita, what you have built here, what God has built here is so strong, is so healthy, is so deeply spiritual. And we've been praying. Jesus said he looked upon the harvest and saw that the harvest was plentiful, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send faithful workers to reach that harvest, to reap that harvest in. And that's what we've really focused the last 2 or 3 years on, is praying, God, we need somebody. We don't have that somebody right now, but we need somebody. We need a lot of somebodies in a hurry to be able to help us become who we have been called to be in its fullness. And then the beauty of all of this is that every piece to the puzzle.
No, every piece.
Literally, every piece to the puzzle.
From our staff to your staff,
yes.
Literally, like where you're strong, we were weak, and where we're strong, you were weak, but you're never weak. I just want to make that clear. But literally, this coming together, and it's been, I've never seen anything like it. And it's almost like we didn't even have to work to make it happen. This thing was not built on strategy. This thing was built on God.
Yeah.
And it started with relationship. Then God said yes. And now what's crazy is I feel like we're catching up to catch up to already, God's already done it.
Yes.
And now we get to come into this building. You guys got property on 1431. You have another campus up in Killeen. And we together get to watch God go big in this city.
Yes.
It is an honor to be with you. My wife and I literally said the same thing. We feel like the greatest honor in our life is that God would partner with us. I've never met anyone like you who's a soul winner, who's genuine. You have so honored us in this process. And that no one is losing.
Yeah.
Pastor Chad, I remember when I was telling him, he's like, it's a win, win, win.
Yeah.
It's a win for Reach. It's a win for Expression. And it's a win for what we're about to do.
Yes. And that is the win. Because in the end, the Great Commission is the last words Jesus spoke on this earth to his people. And that's what we're going to do together. We're going to win a city for Jesus. And then we're going to go win some more cities for Jesus. And then we're going to keep winning more cities for Jesus. And that is the beauty of it, is the goal that the Holy Spirit had spoke to me before coming here. The mountain to conquer, for a lack of better terms, was he said, I've called you to be a part of, not me personally, but to be a part of building something that will win 400,000 souls to Jesus in Austin, Texas. Austin is the largest unreached city of America per capita. Less people go to church here and are believers than anywhere else in America per capita. And some would say to us, we've had that question a lot, why would you go to Austin? That's like a God-forsaken city.
Exactly.
That's why. That's why Jesus would send us to Austin.
Yes.
Because we love the people here. We both have the same heart and the same desire to see Jesus magnified and glorified and to see people one. And it's going to happen. It's already started, but this is just the beginning. And this is the next step that God has called us to do in this journey to continue to reach an entire city for Jesus. I feel like that is a whole part of this, even this journey, and the prophetic words that God has been spoken is in 2 Corinthians 10, it says, though we walk by the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
come on.
But they are mighty.
Yeah.
For the pulling down of Satan's strongholds and everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. And that's the word between us when we were talking and the Holy Spirit spoke. I think we were both in our trucks at the time.
Yeah.
And I was in a driveway. I don't know where you were, but we're having this conversation. The Holy Spirit just showed up and said this scripture in my spirit that is the anointing, the mantle that I've called upon. This is, you will tear down strongholds of the enemy in every city that we put a campus in, that we put a church plant in, that we put a footprint in, that we will tear down strongholds and we will win those cities to Jesus. And it is exciting because we do have 31 acres in the hill country right off of 1431. That's another campus coming. We already, you know what I mean? It's like, this is just all so, I don't even know what to do it myself. It's just so, it's so exciting. I would dance, but I can't dance. You're a better dancer than I am, for sure.
It's why I did stools, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm very happy that you did
see
stools.
How
tall?
You are tall.
That you are? Yes, I am. I'm very, very,
very
tall.
Very, very tall.
The moment we said yes to this three times by a doctor, a nurse, and then a chiropractor, I got told, man, you're so tall. And I'm like 5'10", and I'm like, thank you very much. Thank you. Because my best friend is like 6'70", and the only thing that really kind of stinks in this whole process is when I stand next to him, I feel like a child. You know, like, hi, Daddy. You know, so when you said stools, I was like,
just
yes.
Flex, bro. Just
yes,
flex.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. You got my muscles.
I think for those of you who are watching with us at home, sometimes you look at something like this and you think, wait, is this happening right now? How could this be? What's this process and everything? So, and I wish that everybody could have been a fly on the wall in this journey. What I love about the Holy Spirit is he just says, wait, wait, wait. And what you don't realize is for 6 years, this actually has been a conversation of the three of us, but we always felt like a wait. We couldn't, we never felt a release of Jesus saying, okay, now. And so we would talk about it, and then we'd wait. And I'm sure some of you at home are thinking, well, what is going on? Like, this is crazy, crazy news. It just happened overnight. But I want you to know that this has been a journey of 6 years. Yeah. And then actually a few months, about 4 months ago, we revisited it again. And it wasn't us. It was some of our staff that we brought together. And they said, well, what? I don't understand why we're trying to talk about these two things over here. What about if we just went together and started something new? And what would God be doing in there? And it was there. We were like, we didn't even tell our staff that. We were so shocked that they brought that up. But then we were able to start talking about it. And I know you've been talking to your pastor and Chris Hodges and everybody on your board. And we've been talking with our board and pastors who have been over us. And I just want you to know this isn't a decision that we made lightly, that this isn't a decision that we just jumped on because of COVID. It's not a decision that we made because we were weak and they were strong, or you were weak and we were strong. This is a joining of like Jonathan and David, where there was two strengths, two absolute strengths.
So
and said, I think with one sword, we could slay more, even though it sounds ridiculous to man, even though it doesn't make sense in our own mind's eye.
Yeah.
I think this is what God's asking us to do. And if you could be a fly on the wall in this journey, I just want to say, I've never seen two men. I mean, I'm your wife, but I'm pretty honest. We all know that. I pretty much just say it as it is. And I've never seen two men honor each other more in my entire life. I've never seen, being married to him for 22 years. He too has prayed for somebody who would literally walk alongside of him in ministry as well. And that's been you over the last 6 years. You've showed up at our house in our darkest hours. And we've been able to stand with you in some of yours. And for you guys standing out there, when Ryan and I built this church, and when God said, come, let's do this, it did start with relationship. That was the one thing. And to watch the relationship, I just want you to know, you can trust what the Holy Spirit is doing. Because this was not our idea. In fact, we all thought, this is crazy. What are we doing? This is crazy. But one thing we've known, and you've known about us, is that we always say yes to the Holy Spirit. When Jesus says to do something, regardless of what we see, inside of our hearts, we say yes. It's just like when Mary became pregnant with Jesus, immaculate pregnancy, and something inside of her spirit leapt, and she just said yes. And she couldn't understand, and she didn't know the story, and she wasn't sure how people were going to react, and she wasn't sure what people were going to say, and she knew that there was not always going to be an easy road, but she was willing to go on the journey because Jesus had asked them. And that's what I think is so beautiful about this, is that Jesus has asked us to go on a journey. And we don't know all the answers all the time, right? And we're going to bump along, thank goodness, because this is just real life. But we're going to take a hill. What you don't know is Pastor Chris is an amazing visionary. He's got vision like oozing out of him for days. When he says, let's take that hill, it's so plain and clear. Honestly, Maloof and I are like, why didn't we think of that?
I'm like, well, that looks like a good hill. Yeah. But let's go take this one over here.
We're like, oh, yeah, that's such a great hill, you know? And Maloof, what I love about you is you're just this creative genius who, when Chris says, take the hill, you're like, and here's the 10,000 ways we can take it and make it beautiful along the way. Yeah. You know, the partnership is such a beautiful thing.
It's really a beautiful thing. So in conclusion here, and I think just you there at home or you in the building, just to say and to see what God is doing, but it's going to take all of us. We have said yes, but what happens to the head actually trickles down. And what I believe is that you're going to find yourself in new places. And that God is calling us all to step in, to lean in, to sow, to believe, and to recognize that for such a time as this, God has called us together. So the end of August is going to be when we're all coming together. We're in the process right now of already renovating the building in preparation for our radical yes to this city and to what we believe God is calling us to do. And I close with this. Is that God is actually calling us to create something new. That it's a part of expression and a part of reach, but really what God has asked us to do is to let go of that. Those are old wineskins, and create a new wineskin for what he wants to fill it with. And so what I love about this story, and you may not know, but we came from the city church and we wanted to be called the city church, but we ended up calling it Expression Church. And then Pastor Chris has been reached church in this city. And when we went away for a number of days and we were talking about what is this new thing that God wants to create, he's like, hey, when you guys got to this city, I ended up looking online and I ended up buying this domain and I've been holding on to it forever. But what do you guys think about this name? Because we were all tossing around like, you know, Reach Expression, Expression. And we're like, nah, it's not working. It's just weird.
The Reach Express.
And you go, hey, what about this? I bought this. And we started talking about what is our mission to reach a city. We kept saying this over and over again. We believe that wherever our feet go, God wants us to reach that city. And so our new name is going to be City Reach Church.
Come on. Come on.
So for now, Reach Church is going to continue, and we're going to be continuing, but we will let you know. We're going to come together. We're creating a web page, and all of the announcement and all of these videos and things we're going to be putting together on the new web page. But stay right now with our church and see us the next couple of weeks, because Pastor Chris is going to be communicating. We're going to be sharing a little bit more about the journey. We've got so much in store for us in the days ahead. But here's what I want to close with. That God has something beautiful for you. Yes. And at every moment, he asks for a yes. Whether that just be saying yes to Jesus right now. So whether someone sent you the link and you are tuning in for the first time, you need to know that this is what God has for you. Mm-hmm. He has better together.
That's right.
Where maybe you've been hurt in your past by a relationship that has caused you to turn away from God. I just want to tell you that your Heavenly Father loves you, and he made it simple so that you didn't have to search high and low to figure out how to get to him. He says, all you have to do is say yes to my son, Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life, and I will begin to pave a way for you that you didn't know you could have. And so just right now, wherever you are, would you just close your eyes? I sense in your room and in this place, the Holy Spirit is leading us all into a new season where the enemy has created such fear. God is looking for a people that say yes to him, that say yes to his son, that say yes to the relationship that he's calling us into, and yes to stepping into new places. You don't have to be afraid. That fear that has been on your shoulder this entire time, that is haunting you and keeps telling you that you're going to die or it's not going to work out. I'm just here today to tell you that God's book, the Bible, says that we go from glory to glory. And so today, if you haven't asked Jesus into your life, or maybe you've been away from God and you want to come back to him, all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. Would you just pray this prayer with me? Just say, Jesus, come into my life today. I thank you for your forgiveness. And I thank you for my future in you. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and that you are my hope today. Now listen, all of you who just prayed that prayer, and if you're sitting there and you're saying, I need a miracle in my life, I just want you to know that Jesus has a miracle for you today. And it might be sowing a seed. It might be saying yes to that change, that relationship. It might even be saying, I'm going to commit to be a part of this church. And in the journey, even though I may not understand, I'm not going anywhere. And as a matter of fact, God's going to use me. I'm grabbing a hold of that sword, and I want to be a part of the team and the people that watch God move in this city. And so I want to thank you for tuning in, and continue to tune in, because the miracle is right now happening right before our eyes. Amen. We're going to close in a worship song, and I'm believing as we close in that song that the Holy Spirit is going to visit you in that place and move in ways that you did not even know he could. And be ready. He might even show you what it is that you need to do so that you can actually take a step forward. Because the Holy Spirit, that's how he works. He doesn't want us to just stay seated. He wants us to lean in. And so I'm believing that right now, today, there's going to be something that he's calling you to lean into. Come on, let's worship the Lord in closing together.